Morning with someone who spends a lot of time in this area around the Black River and the lake. It is the executive director for the Lorraine Port Authority, Tom Brown. Good morning.
Good morning, Bruce.
Now, we've talked to Rick Novak for many years. You've taken over that position, but you were involved at the port somewhat before that.
Yes, right? I was a board member for 16 years, so right. I had a good idea what I was getting into.
So, does it match what you've been doing?
Oh, absolutely. It's a field trip every day. I love it. It's a very exciting job. It breaks my heart to have to go work on the river every day right underneath the bridge and see that beautiful sight and plan for each upcoming week. And it's just a lot of fun.
Have freighters started coming down the river?
Or not as many as we'd like.
Yeah.
They're starting to come. We have interns this summer, and we hear the bridge whistle. And it's intern alert. They have to go get new pictures because we're upgrading our website, so we want to have nice format for everybody. We want to get more freighters, though. That's commerce, that's activity, that's business, that's people earning money. So we're trying to up that more freighters. We need them.
And that's nothing that they can't go. It's just a matter that there's not a need at the moment for them.
Correct. Right? With the mild winters, we have salt piles that haven't moved in 2 years. With the steel mill shuttered, there's not iron ore being delivered. So we've got to get a way to energize some of these businesses and get those goods and products coming back in our harbor.
Now, if you don't have freighters, you do have smaller boats because you do some of those tours, and that's kind of a whole unique, different way of seeing the Black River.
Oh, yeah. We have a three-pronged mission, obviously, and that's to promote waterborne commerce, and that's the freighters we spoke about, create an economic environment, which we attempt to help the city and whomever. Whoever needs help, we're going to help them help with financing, bonding, et cetera. But then the last prong of our mission is to promote the waterfront and create opportunities for people to enjoy the waterfront, and one of those ways has been our Crosby Yachts, and they've been wildly successful. And with the 100th anniversary of the lighthouse coming up, the lighthouse tours have been selling out. We've got river tours, we've got nature tours, we've partnered with the Lorraine Historical Society. They're doing history tours, which have been wildly popular. We have sunset tours, and then finally in the fall we'll have fall foliage tours. So the opportunity to come down, sit on a Crosby yacht, enjoy a nice evening or afternoon on the Black River, I think that people would, it's a whole new view of Lorraine when you go that far up the Black River all the way to the steel mills and see the history and the nature and the bald eagles and the heron rookery. There's just so much happening on the river, and it's a really unique perspective, and we love to have people come down and share in that experience.
It's something that you can only sort of see from that perspective. Many times we drive on the different roadways that go through, and you don't realize how maybe close you are to the Black River. It's just beyond that tree line or on that other side of that hill. We think of all the industries which we can see through there. But in order to keep it going, you need the advocacy of all the people.
When you go over the high-level bridge and you see the steel mill, it's a bleak look. It's an industrial zone. But if you take the river tour, you'll see the work of Cold Stone, and the engineering's office has done habitat restoration right along that United States Steel and Republic Steel properties. And right on the edge of that, where they've done all this beautiful habitat restoration, is the heron rookery, which is 300 nesting groups of herons. And it's the land before time. You get on there, it sounds like dinosaurs, and you've got bald eagles, and you've got cormorants, you've got herons. And at times it's a little graphic because they're all fighting over the same territory, but to see that right next to that industrial zone shows you that Lorraine itself, it's kind of a nice analogy, but that whole industrial area can be recaptured and turned back to its original state, and they've done a magnificent job doing that. And there's only one way to see that, and that's on the river.
Right. A lot of people know the Black River from the Black River Landing. They come down there, and every weekend there seems to be things going on. Now you got the Rockin' on the River, which has been going on. Do you get a chance to check out any of those concerts when you're there?
Many as possible, but it becomes, once I walk in that gate, I get pulled in a few different directions, but it's been immensely popular. Mr. Early, Bob Early, and his wife Sandy have come here in their third season, and they have 21 events this year. And this past weekend at Disco Inferno on Friday, and then they had Wish You Were Here on Saturday. And Wish You Were Here on Saturday was their biggest event they've ever held. So tons of people. There's so many opportunities. A lot of great food trucks, food vendors, craft beer, wine, etc. The opportunity to come on dock your boat, a unique experience, and attend a concert if you pay admission. It's just a great event, and it keeps growing each year, so we're looking forward to more shows this summer.
Does the Port Authority have any kind of specific geographic territory? Does it only apply to the river or anywhere along the lakefront? How would you describe it?
scattered and immense. A lot of people don't understand how many facilities we actually do run. Black River Landing, obviously, is our flagship facility right now. That's probably the most popular. It'll be hosting the International Festival this weekend, as everybody's aware. On top of that, we do the mile-long pier, which is the pier behind Jackalope and the contained disposal site that the Corps of Engineers runs. So we maintain that area as well. We have Riverside Park, which is right there next to the Coast Guard station on the other side of the river. That's a little historic park that a lot of people forget about. It's a nice perspective of the river, and when you talk about freighters, it's a great place to go down, sit on the dock, and get some really great pictures of freighters as well. And then we have Lakeside Landing, which is the entire Lakeside Avenue area on top of the hill that overlooks the Jackalope, Marine International, Spitzer Marina, and then the beach down there. So, and then Black River Wharf, I forget that. That's our 200 parking space boat launch. We just had the Cabela's National Walleye Tournament. We were able to put about 200 boats in the water in about an hour. So it was a pretty amazing feat. And Lorain County commissioners, everybody gathered up, got together, hosted this tournament, and it was wildly successful. And Cabela's left very happy. And two local Ohio guys won $165,000 in prizes. So it was an exciting weekend.
Not a bad day for fishing.
Absolutely not. What are some of the plans for the future? Obviously, there's maintaining things that are happening now and doing some, but what is sort of maybe some long-range plans or things that are in the works?
I think that we need to continue to partner with the city, the county, et cetera, to make sure that we create that economic environment. We all the pieces are there. The historic buildings are there. The parts are there. We need to figure out that first project to get Broadway going. We need to figure out the some economic benefits. We're talking to a few businesses now along the waterfront, help the city get that industrial park going. We've got to figure that out to get some additional taxpayers in here. But I think Broadway is a big key. We're going to keep plugging away, promoting ideas. We're talking to a few people now. I think the Broadway building, it starts there. It has to start there. And once that gets started, I think a lot of good things can happen down that corridor with the streetscape and a lot of the other things going. We've kind of issued a little challenge jokingly with people at Growth Corp that we're bringing 5,000-6,000 people down every Friday night. Let's figure out a way to get them to come a little early and stay a little late. So we're setting the table. We just got to figure out how to, you know, put a meal on it now, if
all
you
right.
will.
How do that does funding work for you? Is that something that you always have to keep an eye on related to the federal government, or is it all through the local?
We've been very successful and thankful to the taxpayers of Lorain that they've supported our levy. Every 5 years we have a levy, which is a 1 mil levy. We'll be coming up in again about 2 years, and we think we've got a good story to tell and some successes to show the people that their money's been well spent. In addition to that, we chase every grant we can find. There's grants out there. You've got to figure out how to find them, how to get them. On top of that, every once in a while, we do a financing project or create some sort of development or administer a grant. Then we will reap benefits in that way. We'll get some funding and fees that way. So ideally, we're going to keep expanding that level of our funding so that we don't have to rely so much on taxpayers and millage.
There's all sorts of places up and down Lake Erie across Ohio. Are you in competition with these other sites? Do you work together? Do you try to think that we all share the same water? How does that
We're absolutely in cooperation, I like to say. Partnerships is my joke of the day.
Did you say partnership?
Partnerships.
New word there. I like that.
Well. But there's no sense competing. We're doing a connectivity study with the entire Lorain County, all the waterfront communities. So the commissioners are spearheading that. We all have to work together. We look at ourselves as we do have private Lorain Port Authority facilities, but we work with everybody else. It's all about promoting our waterfront, our waterway. So if the city needs a certain service for us to make sure that they get something going on the river, we're going to do that. So it's all about all the ports. And this beautiful facility at Lakeview, you know, there's no competition. They have their concert series. We have ours. We like to compliment each other and, you know, watch each other's dates and make sure that we're providing good service for everybody. I think if you go to the east side of Lorain, Century Beach is that little hidden gem that a lot of people forget about. And Nancy and J.R. Lee, the Eastside Black Watch, all that group, they have done tons of work there to make sure that beach is not forgotten. And it goes you know, a lot of people should stop in there and take notice of that as well. So we're going to promote everything we can in the city of Lorain.
It's not only for you, but you talk about individuals. It's people that are taking pride in what they have here and realize everybody's coming up through Lorain County. They got to come through Lorain to get to the, for the most part, get to the beaches and the waterways up here, too.
Oh, there's so many people that want to be part and so many great organizations. The Historical Society is a new partner. They're doing historical tours on our boats. Those have been successful. They've done, you know, great work at Carnegie. They've done great fundraising. It goes down to the people on Broadway putting flowers in the little squares. The Lorain section of the Negro Women's Group has done great work at Black River Landing. They most recently dedicated the flagpole, but in the past they made sure we had the 100 Lorain Underground Railroad Station 100 designation at our site at Black River Landing, which people forget is there. There's a beautiful statue there as well, and they just recently donated hanging baskets. So you've got all these little groups all pitching in. So it makes our job easier and also makes the challenge that much more important for us to succeed, because all these people are pitching in their time, their money, their efforts. We have to figure this out and make Lorain better.
Well, the more of them that come and see all this stuff probably have more ideas for you or suggestions. Or
oh, absolutely.
Say, why is this? What's happening here? Or,
oh, yeah.
Do we need to fix this? Or
Lorain is the land of ideas. We're very good at ideas. And gladly, we've done exit polling for a lot of our events, and we're getting a lot more outsiders, people coming from other cities enjoying the waterfront in Lorain. I went to a meeting recently, and the mayor spoke, and while he was speaking, it was question and answer at the end, and this one woman gets up and says, there's no place, there's no public access to the waterways in Lorain. And I almost fell out of my chair, but I corrected her, you know, with a list of about 25 places in Lorain alone that we can go on the water. But other cities, if you drive the county shoreline, they don't have the access Lorain does. So people are starting to understand. They're understanding that our concert series is a safe, fun, family event. Some of the music's not everybody's cup of tea, but it's just still a great evening. To add a freighter coming through during a concert is spectacular. And to see people from Avon Lake, Avon, Amherst, all around the county and neighboring counties coming to the concert series and all saying the same thing, that they're having a great time, has been great.
Well, the first time somebody sees that Bastille Bridge going up, they pause and stop and stare and take as many pictures as they possibly can.
People might see a freighter go by from a roadway or a photograph, but until you're standing on a dock and that moving building comes rolling by you, it's a whole different experience. So it's great when we do get that freighter come through with the, you know, spotlight blaring during a concert. It's a really unique experience.
Well, we talked when we had the people in talking about the Polish contingent. They were talking about how to try to get outside and more freighters coming through the St. Lawrence Seaway or something and bringing more freighters here for trade. It kind of opened my eyes as to, you know, what possibilities there could be for something like that.
It's an amazing pattern, and obviously everybody's trying to work on figure that out, how to get more exports or imports. Exports would be ideal. It's a great, safe, economical way to move goods and services. It's the most economical way around in that season. And we went to a legislative conference, and there's two little facts that just blew my mind. I never really thought about it, but when you see a 1,000-foot freighter go by, that's the equivalent of 700 some rail cars or 3,200 semi-trucks off your roadway. So every time you see a 1,000-footer carrying, just say, stone, that's 3,200 trucks not on the roadway. And it's just absolutely incredible that much product can be moved in such a safe and economical way.
But we're so used to knowing that the cargo is some sort of industrial thing, but a lot of times it's just boxes of products and things.
Oh, yeah. We constantly are reaching out. We would love to help the Lorain County farmers start exporting soybean. There's a lot of projects like that. Unfortunately, you have to have the infrastructure to do so. If we could create a terminal, that would be a home run for the Port Authority, and that's something that we're going to keep pursuing, to create another shipping terminal along the Black River somewhere.
So you keep a good balance between the entertainment, like rocking on the river, and the business of what happens here, why there's the ports to begin with.
I think that we've gotten very good at the entertainment part of our mission, and I think that it's in good hands. By giving it to outside promoters, and it's worked very well. Now, hopefully, we get back to the business end of it. Another partnership that I forgot is we'll be soon releasing our Jet Express schedule. Limited number of events, but it's still a fun opportunity. We're going to have wine tasting, craft beer tasting, a trip to the islands for the wine festival, and some Browns games, and those have been very popular as well. So, as I said, we're good at the entertainment part. It's time to start getting that commerce back to Lorain.
That's great. Well, again, the weekend, everybody will be coming out for the International Festival at the Black River Landing. We'll be out there as well, enjoying our time under the pavilion and seeing all of the performances on the stage and just sort of waiting for the bridge to go up or to see some maybe boats coming through. It'll be kind of interesting this weekend, but it's more chances for people coming down to enjoy the river. Tom, we appreciate your time coming in
this
morning as well.
Thank you very much for having me.
Tom Brown, Executive Director of Lorain.